This week we begin Sefer Bamidbar. We're familiar with the Chamishe Chumshe Torah. There's Sefer Bereshis, Shmos, Vayikra, Bamidbar, and Devarim. So Chazal have different names for each book. So in Sefer Bereshis is known as Sefer HaYetzira, the book of creation, deals with the creation of the world and the Jewish people, or is it in Sivrite, Sefer HaYashar, the Avos with Yesharim are mentioned. Then you have Shmos, Sefer Golos, the Geula, the book of exile and redemption. Vayikra is Torah's Kohanim. We'll come back to Bamidbar in a minute, and Dvarim is Mishneh Torah, summary of the Torah. So what is the book of Bamidbar known as in the rabbinic circles? So it's called Chumash HaPikudim, the book of numbers. Why is it called the book of numbers, Chumash HaPikudim? Because if you look through the beginning of Bamidbar and the end of Bamidbar by Pinchas, we take a census. So the original census were where the Jews were in the Midbar. And then we find another one at the end of Bamidbar in Parashas Pinchas, we have a second census. So therefore, because we have two different censuses taken in the book of Bamidbar, so it seems to be that is why the book is known as Chumash HaPikudim. However, it's very difficult because we have a lot of major events, critical events, that affected Jewish history in Sefer Bamidbar. It wasn't like that's all there was. We had the census and that's it. We are all familiar, unfortunately, with the Chen of Meraglim, the whole sin of the Meraglim, the evil report that made the Jews wander in the desert 40 years. We have the whole Machlokas of Korach Vadoso with all its implications. We have the story with Bilam. So the question is, why, if there's so many other seemingly more important things, so why are we hung up on the census calling it Chumash HaPikudim? There must be more to it than just taking a census. So there's a famous Netziv in the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar, where the Netziv points out, you are correct, that really there's nothing special per se about the census or censuses. There is that this teaching me a much deeper lesson. We know that when it comes to Shabbos, that the Rambam writes, Zorcha Shom HaShabbos V'Kodesho is a mitzvah bechnisaso uviyitziyaso, in its entrance and in its exit. So the Rambam's opinion is both Kiddush and Havdalah are biblical laws. There's a mitzvah min haTorah to mention the praise of Shabbos in its inception and its praise in its exit. So too, the Netziv writes, the census they took in Bamidbar and the one they took in Pinchas isn't so much the census, but they serve as well, kind of like a clear demarcation between the two. In other words, the first census was taken in the beginning of the 40-year period. And they just, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, it was full of Nisim. We survived with the food, with the Man Min HaShamayim, the Anilei HaKavod, the Bir Mayim. Everything was M'mala Miderach HaTeva, directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why, and when they did the census, that's the way they were counted, around the way they were encamped in the Mishkan. That was the first census. And the second census, in the Sif points out, at the end of Pinchas, in Pinchas, is that was the last year. They're about to enter the land of Israel. And therefore, the Netziv says, God had to get them ready for a new existence. We're going to go to a natural existence. No more miraculous man min hashamayim, but you have to, so to speak, work for a living. In fact, that's when they first came into Eretz Yisrael, or they were telling me, but you mean you're telling me we're going to plant some seeds and this big tree is going to grow, this food's going to grow out of the ground. Wow, what a nace, as the Ramban writes. Everything's a miracle. What we call nature happens all the time. What we call miraculous happens once in a while, but to God there's no difference. So, in fact, that was the mistake the Meraglim, the Siya made, that they thought the higher level was to stay in the Midbar. That's why some say they were biased in giving the false report about Eretz Yisrael. Be it as it may, and it's Tziv writes that it was a transition stage, and therefore as the last year in the Midbar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, was cutting back on the miraculous and getting them ready for the natural as they were about to enter Eretz Yisrael. So that's what the Netziv writes. The reason why it's called Chumash HaPikudim and the reason why it's singled out is because it's a perfect, it's a trend, not a perfect or not, but it was a transition from from living in the Midbar with all the tremendous nisim, the flows, open miracles that we see, as well as getting ready for entering Eretz Yisrael, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to make us go ahead and plant and do things more Derech HaTev. In fact, that's how the Mefarshim point out it. Really, if not for this Cheda Ego, perhaps maybe there only be one census. And it would be a natural occurrence, and the Jews would have entered Eretz Yisrael miraculously. But because they sinned, so we went back to a regular Derech HaTeva, and therefore it was a transition, as the Ramban writes in the Takhtamah to say for Devarim. Devarim was written for the Dor HaNichnas Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't mean specifically that door, but for future generations. It was for the people who are going to live now on Derech HaTeva. Up until now, it was a miraculous occurrence, and now we're going to be living Derech HaTeva. And that's what we were doing as well. Sviras Omer, and one year we counted from the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Nisim, the flows, and we go through the Sviras Omer. We count day by day, counting up to the time of Kabbalah HaTorah. So too, the 40 years in the Midbar was traveling in the Midbar, but the ultimate purpose was to move into Eretz Yisrael, and that's why it's called Chumash HaPikadim, and you have the census in Bamidbar, the supernatural occurrence, and then the census in Pinchas, to teach us the transition was going to happen when they go from Mimalo Miderach HaTeva to what we call our normal existence.